opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings, good afternoon, and welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. So much to get to today, and of course you won't get to it. I will try to do the impossible. We have been having problems with power outages and other problems, but it's okay. REA has been on top of it. They've been getting power back to the transmitter. We should be transmitting again. We just have other things we have to address. But just hang in there, because we're going to be able to hopefully be on shortly on the transmitter. Right now we are being streaming just fine. And so I'm going to begin with the war against Christianity. There is a war against Christianity that is taking place. The war in Ukraine is a war against Christianity, against the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. There is a war taking place with the United States and Russia. It is a war against religion, true religion, not false religion, true religion. In Poland, the Prime Minister Mateusz Morawiecki, he said that from this point forward that Ukraine, or that Poland, is no longer going to transfer weapons to Ukraine. We are now arming Poland with more modern weapons. We are truly, the world is truly preparing for war. The weapons going into Poland, coming from maybe other NATO nations, possibly the United States, they're going to remain in Poland. Now remember, Western Ukraine is actually a former area that was owned and controlled by Poland at the end of the 1890s up into 1917. Now, again, the war. There's a war against Christianity. Now, this was out of the Danube Institute. They're saying that the religious conflict in Poland, even though Christianity is perhaps, I'm reading from an article out of HungarianConservative.com. And the reason I'm decided to go this direction is because we have an attorney general who has declared war on Christianity in the United States of America. We're beginning to see the FBI being used to target Catholics, the Amish, and probably many other religious groups. The truth just hadn't come out presently or yet. So, going back to the Hungarian conservative, Christianity is the most persecuted religion in the world, and the severity of living conditions of oppressed Christians is getting worse year by year. It very seldom gets substantive coverage in the global media. Those well acquainted with the facts regarding the plight of Christians living in countries where they're discriminated against, it's hard to comprehend why this burning issue gets so little attention in the press. However, it is not just the mainstream media that fails to focus on the topic as much as it would merit, but the academic world as well. Realizing the lack of serious studies in this field, the group of ready researchers, including doesn't say the guy's name that's writing the article. Sorry about that. But he says that the Hungarian think tank called the Danube Institute has launched the research program this year titled Attacks on Christians and Christian Communities and Institutions. I don't like reading just from articles. It gets boring. But nevertheless, the American people, the American Christian family, and what I mean Christian family in this country, I mean Catholics, Lutherans, Presbyterians, Protestants, Anglicans, Episcopalians, Pentecostals, Charismatics, Evangelical Christianity, a Messianic Christianity, all of it. All the Christian family is under attack internationally. The attack is on the morals and ethics that Moses, through the Ten Commandments, God used these writings, the tablets of stone, to give mankind a framework, boundaries, morally and ethically, because the nature of man gravitates to evil every second of every day. The heart of man is evil, desperately wicked. No one can know what's in a man's heart. You know what's in a man's heart by what he speaks, by his actions. We are witnessing in this country the hearts of men that have power. We realize who they are by the actions, by what they do, not by what they're speaking. They lie. They don't tell the truth. They, what comes out of their mouth, you cannot trust because you're being lied to. And because they're speaking these lies over and over and over, just like with Adolf Hitler's, his propaganda minister, tell a lie, tell a big lie, tell it over and over and over, and people will believe you. This country, the administration is saying this country is in, we are in good shape. We are in good shape economically, good shape in every other area of the society. We know the truth is we are it's a mess. It's a disaster. Living in the United States of America is a disaster. It's getting worse. Just one fact. you look at what's happening at our southern border. This is madness. It's insanity. And now the military is going in. The Texas governor, he puts razor wire to stop the migrants from coming through. Law enforcement goes in, cuts the razor wire, pulls it back, and they come through. You will not, you cannot, it's impossible to have a nation. Moses said that you cannot have a society that is safe when it is surrounded by people who are tyrants, who are thieves, who are murderers. Not everybody coming across the border is in that pattern, but there is that always that percentage of these people that have been, they're wanted for murder, for rape, for who knows what, theft, and they're opening the borders. And then you hear at the highest positions in government, this matter of the attack on Christianity in this country isn't new. Merrick Garland targeting the Catholics and the Amish isn't new. Back in the, before the, right in the term, time when President Trump was running for president, just prior to that, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta, the Catholic Spring. People don't realize what was happening with this matter of the Catholic Spring. And the Catholic Church was being targeted. There was an email that was sent out by Podesta, and they called it the Catholic Spring. And in an article from the Christian, the Catholic news agency, I know that I'm going to go back to the article out of Hungary, but I'm, what's happening in Hungary is happening here. What's happening in Hungary and America is happening in Ukraine. And the one nation that is in a battle for the morals and the ethics of true religion is Russia. And Russia is at war with the United States. Godless people who run this nation that are at war with, really, they're at war with God. Not just Christianity. They're at war with God. Now, in this Christian news agency, Catholic news agency, there have been recent reports, this is 2016, that some have sought to interfere in the internal life of the church for short-term political gain, said Archbishop Joseph Kurtz of Louisville, the U.S. Bishops Conference President. If true, this is troubling both for the well-being of faith communities and the good of our country. In our faith and in our church, Christ has given us a precious gift. As Catholics, we hold unto our beliefs because they come to us from Jesus, not a consensus forged by contemporary norms. He said this on October 13, 2016. We also expect public officials to respect the rights of people to live their faith without interference from the state. When faith communities lose this right, the very idea of what it means to be an American is lost. And then Archbishop Kurtz, he did not directly mention the controversy over linked email exchange between Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton and her campaign manager John Podesta and Sandy Newman, president of the progressive organization Voices for Progress. There needs to be a Catholic Spring, quote, in which Catholics themselves demand the end of a middle age dictatorship and the beginning of a little democracy and respect for gender equality in the Catholic Church, Newman said, asking whether contraception coverage could be a rally point for such a movement. Newman told Podesta he has a total lack of understanding of the Catholic Church, adding, even if the idea isn't crazy, I don't qualify to be involved, and I have not thought at all about about how one would plant the seeds of the revolution or who would plant them. Just wondering. Podesta's email suggested that two political organizations were intended for such advocacy. We created Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good to organize for a moment like this, but I think it lacks the leadership to do so now, he said. Likewise, Catholics United, like most spring movements, I think this one will have to be bottom up. So, this was the beginning of the attack on the Catholic Church. Now, the Catholic Church, as well as all of the other seven churches that Christ speaks of in Revelation chapter 1, they all have their problems. They all are, to a degree, dysfunctional. But these are still, according to Revelation, these are God's lampstands. They are religious aspects of the religious teachings of Jesus Christ to cover the whole world with a message basically that Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, is the very God of the universe who wanted to become part of his creation, and at the end of his life, he would become the life-giving spirit so that he could, as the life-giving spirit, live inside of anyone who would receive him and ask him to forgive them for their sins and to live inside of them and give them the hope of life eternal. This is what these lampstands, their main thought initially, is exactly what I just stated. Secondly, they, as God's representatives, all these lampstands, they would, in the way in which God designed them to work, how to operate, function in the world, they would be a great blessing to the world. They would be the vehicles, the vessels, the instruments God would use to stop the kingdom of darkness, to halt it, to put boundaries on it, to keep wicked, evil people from doing whatever their hearts desire, would allow, whatever they desired. There would be moral, ethical boundaries. There would have to be ethics, morals. And in the West, in America, we no longer are a moral society. We are no longer a society of ethics. We are now a society of lawlessness. The judges, for the most part, according to Job, the judges would not do what is right. The judges would not enforce the law. The judges would protect the guilty, the powerful, and the people of the land. Because of no justice, they would lose hope. When there's no justice, the people lose hope. This is where America is presently. In Hungary, the churches there are under attack, and the Orthodox churches are doing what is possible to keep their societies intact morally and ethically. But what is being done is we Americans are exporting the LGBTQ lifestyle, philosophy, thinking. We are exporting this type of thought and practice to the nations of the world. The nations of the world are having to stand, and especially in Hungary now, they are standing against all that this spirit, and it is an antichrist, anti-God spirit, is trying to do to destroy Hungary. Russia has been passing laws. They are not allowing the seeds of this type of practice to take root in Russia. Many nations, it's not taking root in China. It's not taking root in the Muslim world. It has taken root in the nations of Europe. It's been exported from the United States to the nations. This is what we export. We don't export goods anymore. We don't export steel. We don't export aluminum. We export a spirit of lawlessness. We export a spirit of perversion. And the nations of the world are saying no to this. They are pushing back. It's trying to take root. It has taken root in Europe. Europe is lost morally, ethically. But in the Eastern Europe, there is a campaign, a war. There are boundaries by the Orthodox churches, Russian, Ukrainian, and in Ukraine, Zelensky is imprisoning, or he's shutting down churches, Orthodox churches, Ukrainian Orthodox churches in Ukraine. And his reason? Because supposedly they are colluding with the Russian Orthodox Church. Well, the Ukrainian church actually became a sect. A division took place. They are their own, in a sense, religion, apart from the Russian Orthodox Church and the Greek Orthodox churches, though they are still, for the most part, they hold the same teachings, but they just wanted to be separate. It just, they're still Orthodox, basically. But in this country now, there is a war against the Christian people in America. And the Christian people don't realize the war that's taking place. They're not aware of it. They're not paying attention. And because of it, they're not engaged. They're just not engaged. Then, because of the war on Christianity, one of the ways to attack, or how would I phrase it? One of the procedures to destroy not only the churches, but also the country, is the drive toward a one-party America. Now that should shock and cause fear, not just to the Christian people, but to the society, to everyone. This is out of Martin Meyer, Christian Action Network. Merrick Garland, The Drive Toward a One-Party America. And he says that one of the most feared and extensive surveillance organizations was established in 1950 in East Berlin, the State Security Service, better known as the Stasi. It spied on the citizens on a massive scale, used citizens to spy on their fellow man. Its purpose was to ruthlessly stamp out any voices that dissented from the regime. Its secret police infiltrated nearly all aspects of life, such as schools and universities. In addition, its agents intercepted people's mail and other communications. What does that sound like? This isn't Germany. This is the United States of America. But what the Stasi did is being done to the American people. Suppose you just replace the word Stasi with FBI. In that case, a terrifying reality emerges. Our federal law enforcement under the leadership of Attorney General Merrick Garland is being used as a weapon of intimidation by the Biden administration to brutally and unconstitutionally purge all dissent from the national landscape. It's easy to make the case that this is happening. Some recent examples, he goes into the examples. Mark Hauck, the pro-life advocate and father of seven, had his home raided in September 2022, SWAT-like raid in front of a hysterical and weeping family, charged with assault stemming from an altercation in front of an abortion clinic, during which Hauck said his young son was harassed. He denies he assaulted anyone. Mike Lindell, September 22, Lindell, my pillow guy, surrounded by FBI at a fast food restaurant over his investigation into election fraud, cell phone seized. He has not been charged with any crime to date. Lisa Gallagher, New Jersey woman, revealed on the day after President Biden's hateful and incendiary anti-MAGA speech in September 2022, the FBI showed up on the doorstep a question about her attendance at the January 6, 2021 Capitol Hill rally. We're still working through problems here, so I will just keep flowing. I'm not doing any commercials. We're still working on the transmitter. When power goes out, things shut down. So we have to start things back up again. So that we thank you for being patient. We've had calls, and the callers have wanted to know why our transmitter's down. Well, REA was able to get out to the site, to the towers, and get things going. But now we just have to start systems back up again. I'm going to go on with Lisa Gallagher. Gallagher wasn't even in Washington, D.C. during the ensuing not a riot and isn't a Trump supporter, but an anonymous tipster says the FBI ratted on her to the authorities. She was never charged with any crime. Serona Bishop, Colorado homeschooler assisting her county's investigation into election fraud and a vocal advocate for parental rights in schools. She says the FBI used a battering ram to break into her home one early morning in November 2021, terrifying her family, putting her and her husband in handcuffs, both in their pajamas, and then seizing all their computers, cell phones. She was not charged with any crime. Rudy Giuliani, 2021, April, FBI raided Rudolph Giuliani. I can't pronounce his name now. Well, anyhow, again, it was pre-dawn Giuliani. His pre-dawn raid, it was alleged that Giuliani failed to register as a foreign agent representing Ukraine interests in the U.S., never charged with the crime. James O'Keefe, home of a conservative founder of Project Veritas, raided November 2021 by the FBI. He's the nation's top law enforcement agency, and the FBI, they were searching for a diary stolen from Ashley Biden, President Biden's daughter. O'Keefe was not charged with any crime. he went public with the news that Joe Biden, the not American president, was showering with his young seven-year-old daughter naked. That's a crime in itself. Jeffrey Clark, June 2022, raided his home. Former senior Justice Department official, supported President Trump, his election fraud investigation. To date, he's not been charged with anything. So, in this article from the ChristianAction.org, a one-party America. Don't think it can't happen. I believe it has already happened. I believe that this is a one-party America. The coming election, supposed election, will be fraudulent if it even occurs, if it even happens, if it takes place, if there is even an election. By observation, the trajectory that this nation has taken since the 2020 election has been a complete reversal of the direction that Donald Trump had taken, and I don't believe it's going to be able to be reversed. These patterns have happened in history, in Europe, in nations in the Middle East. And once you go a certain direction, it takes time to write or correct, make the corrections to go back to what was example. Explain it better. Russia helped the United States twice in our history, both times at vital points in our history. The Revolutionary War, without Russia's support, we would not have become a nation. The Europeans would still rule this country, and they to a great degree still do it anyhow. Secondly, during the Civil War, the Europeans attempted a second coup of America during the Lincoln administration. It did not occur because of the Russians, because of their navy. They were able to put navy off the coast of California around San Francisco and New York to keep the British from bringing their, and the French from bringing ships with arms to the South, to those that were trying to take America in a direction that it was not to go. The direction America went after the Civil War, the uncivil war, was exactly according to God's plan. America was not to be ruled by Europe. It had to exist, or it had to become a nation, because it would have to become a great nation, a powerful nation, because it would play a major role prophetically in the years to come. We are in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, Revelation chapter 18. You can read all about it if you want to, if you have the heart to read it, and if you have psychologically the strength to read Revelation 17 and 18. In 17, it is called a harlot. In 18, it is called a great, great empire. That is an empire of luxury, an empire of wealth. It's right there. We had to become a nation, the Revolutionary War. We had to continue to become a great nation, apart from European control, even though the Europeans to this very day, vindictive, they're still trying to rule and control this country at a distance. So, where was I? We had to become a nation. We are already, I believe, a one-party system. I hate to say that. I hate to tell you that I believe we already are a one-party system. There is no Republican Party. There is a Republican power base called the Rhinos. They are Democrats. So the scale, the balance has shifted toward, and I don't even want to call it Democrat. I have to call it something other than Democrat. I have to call it you can say communist, socialist, fascist. But even more than that, it is an Illuminati government now. We are being governed by those in the Illuminati, governed by those in secret societies, Freemasons, Skull and Bones, Rosicrucians, Jesuits, Knights of Malta. I think you get the picture. We are not even a democratic society. We have morphed into something that you can't put your finger on, into something that is completely different from what we were even 10 years ago, 20. We've been gradually morphing like a caterpillar becoming a butterfly. But really, we've morphed from a butterfly to what would be a good word? We used to be God-fearing. We were a light to the nations. You could send us your huddled masses, and there would still be law and order. Now, you are sending anybody, whosoever will, let him come. Let him come freely to cross the Rio Grande and enter this country. Not to drink the water that freely, the water of life, but to come into America. This is a curse. Moses said this would be a curse. When you can't regulate your borders, the society is an invasion. And it does say that in the years prior to America's destruction, one of the curses would be nations coming in, people coming in from all over the world. It would be an invasion, and it would be a curse. Another thing would happen is there would famine would come to the land. Famine. And prices of food will go up. And food will be not available. Unavailable. And food will be changed genetically. It would not be what God created in the Garden of Eden. Mankind would change the DNA of mankind, man himself, of creatures, of food, splicing a fish gene into a tomato. I can't imagine what that would taste like. Splicing spider DNA into a goat or a sheep so they can produce a fiber that is stronger than like Teflon, that's stronger than carbon fibers. This is what God said would happen to America. We would be invaded. Foreigners would come in. It would be an invasion. It would be a curse. It would begin to destroy the nation economically. And those that would come to invade, it says they would be an army. This is out of Jeremiah. They would be an army. And the purpose of the army is to come in, take over the land. And they would cause destruction through the whole land of Babylon. Because it would be a judgment of God, because the people of the land have lost their morality. Ethics don't play a part in life any longer. They would call, like Isaiah said, they would call evil good and good evil, that light would be dark, dark would be light, salt would be sweet, sweet would be sour. I'm trying to remember the exact verse, the way it's phrased. But what Isaiah was saying is, truth will become a lie, the lie will become the truth. Everything will be turned backwards. This has happened. And it says that America would export decadence. One thing with every society, you can go to anyone who has written on history, and what happens at the beginning of any great empire? What is it that starts the decay and eventually leads to the ruin of that nation? With Greece, with Rome, it was homosexuality. It was sex sins. It was divorce. It was worship of other gods. It was eventually it got to the point where they would have sexual ritual to other gods. This is happening in this country. Then it would go deeper. They would begin to worship or allow these other gods to take over their mind, emotion, and will. We call it today demon possession. The Caesars, many of the Caesars, history has written that they were mad. They were psychologically deranged. They were unable to think like they could think when they were young. Their minds were cursed. This is what happens. This is what is happening in this country. And what happens eventually is the whole system, as it breaks down, the people in the society, there is no safeguard for their, like the Constitution, no safeguard for their personal effects. There's no safeguard for what they own, for their wealth. It just goes, it gets worse as the days go on. Eventually, the culture, the society, the government is in the position to take over the whole country. And the people that are ruling, that are in the positions of rule, they do whatever they want to do. The example we know from history. Germany, what happened in China with Mao Zedong, what happened in Russia with the Bolshevik Revolution, which was a pilgrim society plus American project, and it worked. It succeeded. They destroyed Russia. They were able to destroy it. And they did a good job. But once Russia, and it took four or five decades for Russia to begin to turn around, to reverse the damage that was done, and to, they had the time. It took, let's see, from probably 1920 to about 1970, the middle of the 70s. It took that long for the Russian people to finally realize that the experiment of communism in Russia had failed. It took them that long, and the people in Russia, the Russian Orthodox Church, these God-fearing people, they were in prison, that were starving to death, that had nothing. As they began to pray, God began to shift everything in Russia. And it took place, really, it began with music. It began with Christian groups, a Christian mainly, one Christian group from the West. The gentleman that was deeply involved, he was a musician, Michael McKibben. And Michael McKibben and the group of people that were a choir, they went into Eastern Europe, began to perform, and it just like the Jesus movement in the 1960s, 1961, as it became a flame of Christianity and of worship to Jesus Christ and God His Father and the Holy Spirit, it took off exactly like it did in the United States in the 60s. This movement took off in Eastern Europe, eventually through choir, through singing, through music groups, went into Russia, and a great revival took place, and that is what we have today. Vladimir Putin, the great revival has been, Russia has been blessed. Russia has become a great nation, a great empire. We were going to make America great with Donald Trump, and Russia has become great through Vladimir Putin. Now, Russia is in the Bible. Russia, like America, is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17 and chapter 18, that's America. Russia is in the Bible, two chapters in the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 38, Ezekiel chapter 39. Russia also will become a great empire, a great nation. At the same time that America is at her peak, Russia would become great in a short period of time from the 70s to the present. But then there is a punishment that is going to come from God, because Russia is going to be dragged, according to Ezekiel, unwillingly, Russia is going to be dragged into the Middle East with a group of other comrade nations. And they're going to come into the area east of present-day Israel and be destroyed. So what I'm presenting to you is history plus the future. I'm presenting what is happening presently and what is going to happen in the future. Russia is going to be forced to bring all of her armies with all of her stockpile into present-day Jordan. And there, Russia, the Russian army, with the armies that come with Russia, I think there's going to be Turkey. I think some of the old Soviet bloc nations, maybe some of the German military. I think possibly even some of the military, Azov battalion, these Nazis, they're anti-Semitic. They may come with Russia and be destroyed. Turkey, Iran, or present-day Persia, and Persia and Iran wants to be called Persia. Iran wants to be called Persia. They don't want to be called Iran anymore. Persia will come with Russia, a great army, and Iran will also be destroyed. Then out of North Africa, you're going to have Libya and Ethiopia. They're going to also come in support of Russia. They're going to be destroyed. So not only the present, but the future. The war on Christianity is going to continue to become more evident. This administration is very anti-Christ. It is a very anti-God administration. It is an anti-Christian, true Christianity administration. The war in Ukraine is a war on Christianity in Eastern Europe and Christianity in Russia. That is what this war is. It is a straight-out, in-your-face war against the Orthodox churches. There has been a war by the English, England, against Christianity from the late 1800s. And that there was an article that was done by Michael McKibben, Aim for Truth website, The War, The British War on Christianity. It is a very good documentary on how the British, an individual, had a plan to start war with Christianity in the United States of America. An attack on the evangelical churches and all of the other different lampstands, all of Christianity, any church, mainstream churches that profess Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world are under attack. Christ is the Redeemer. No other religion has a leader who died and raised from the dead. No other religion has a leader who has the power and who would confess and would ever comment that they had the power to heal, to forgive sins. Only Christ is the only man ever who not only could heal the lame, open the eyes of the blind, restore hearing to the deaf, but he also had the power to forgive sins. No other religion professes to be able to forgive man of his sins and also to state that by your belief in Jesus Christ, repenting of your sins, you might have life eternal. Life eternal. We're going to conclude today's program, and hopefully they're still working on the transmitter. Hopefully sometime shortly we'll be operational again for those who are on the webpage. You're being able to hear what's being broadcast. Those that are listening via AM radio are not hearing the program. They'll have to go to the podcast. So remember, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for a podcast for this program and the other hosts that are on archived on the Present Truth or on the 1360 website. So we are going to talk and visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez.